Turning from sin today is your response to God's love. Yes. It's not a promise to be good. When you turn to Jesus Christ, you didn't promise, "I'll be good now." Salvation is not a vitamin boost to get you across the finish line in life's race. It isn't, "If I could just add, then I'll get there." God delivers you into spiritual life by his own doing. You did not do it. So if you have responded, then, yay, God, you did it. It's got to be that way. And if you did not do it, you in the seats, if you didn't do it and God did it, you can't undo it. You can't blow it. You can't wreck it. Paul talks about people who shipwrecked their faith. You want to run it aground and ruin your story so no one will ever listen to it again? Fine. But there's forgiveness of sin in Jesus' name. If you have people in your life who have not yet responded to this gospel, or if you are a person who has not yet responded, oh God, please show today whom you have chosen by the response to you today. We pray for people who are not here that you would touch their hearts. We pray as people who are here that you would touch our hearts. People are called to respond to the finished work of Christ today and every day. Will you be consoled that though it cost us nothing, and though the cost to Christ was everything, that the value of it all is the glory of God in eternity? You're invited, even though you don't deserve it, because God wants to have you in eternity. So he made a way in Christ. And it's the Easter miracle. Sinners may go to heaven when washed clean. Repentant sinners are forgiven in Jesus' name. And if this concerns you, respond. God is calling. And if you think it's a load of rubbish, then maybe you're not called. But if you just heard that, you say, "Hey, wait, I want to be called." Well, then respond. God is calling. But he's never made a single person do it. But Jesus rose from the dead, and that's the miracle, and he calls us to walk in it. The resurrection of Christ is proof that God can do it. God raises the dead. God gives life that wasn't there before. It is not springtime miracle. He gives life that was no longer there. Cry out to God today on behalf of the person you know who needs him. Maybe that person is you. Cry out to God today. You being in heaven isn't because you are so good. It isn't because you're not that bad. It isn't because you're better now. It is because God is so good. And he proved it in Christ, and we can trust him at his word. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Father God, I ask the nations as an inheritance. Lord God, I ask the lost and the wandering and the confused people to hear the gospel through the people in this room and to hear the gospel that is occasionally preached in this place when we open it wide enough to get people inside. But dear God, I pray that you would, in these earthen vessels filled with treasure, the immeasurable value of the truth of the gospel message, Lord, that you would bring it to the world, person by person, gesture by gesture, loving act by loving act, followed by the true message that there's forgiveness in Jesus' name because we're not good enough, but he is. And he knows, and he still values us. Thank you, God. Thank you for what you have done. And bless us, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.